Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tune in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey. We're about to get it popping. Get it. Get it. Raising the vibration. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. So if you tuned in, you can leave your bad vibes in that little box that you have in your head. You close that box up, tape it up, and give it to the U-Haul of consciousness. What up? Welcome to the show. Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com. Well, if you're here, you're here for a very divine and important purpose. We all are. There's no question about that. This show, we've dedicated ourselves and our lives to raising the vibration of ourselves and this planet, the people of this planet, and the planet herself. How do we do that? We spread knowledge, we spread awareness. This is not a religion in any way, shape, or form. This is quantum physics that we like to talk about here. This is science integrated with an understanding for a divine presence. And the divine presence is love. It's well-being. It's abundance. It's gratitude. It's alignment. It's happiness. It's joy. It's all the good things. And that's what we have dedicated our lives to offering you to understand. Having said that, I am so honored to welcome the one and only Dr. Michelle Cohen to today's show from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. You can't miss her. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, I'm doing great today, Davey. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It is such a pleasure. You have such profound knowledge and wisdom when it comes to the human mind, when it comes to the collective understanding, the understanding of collective consciousness, of psychological attributes that people have, which therefore translate into certain ways, which can cause issues or can also cause really beautiful and long-lasting relationships. That brings us to today's topic. Today's show, we're going to be talking about relationships, but not just when you think of relationships, you think of, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband and wife. That's not what we're going to be talking. Well, that, I mean, yes, that is, but not just that. We're getting outside of where we're spreading ourselves outside of just that corner and into the facet and the entire room of relationships in general. Father, daughter, mother, son, whatever you want, any type of relationship, brother, sister, and boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, uncle, whatever, all kinds of relationships, friendships. And I have the pleasure of having Dr. Michelle here with us, live. Not in the studio, but always in spirit and over via phone, here to spread her wisdom and talk to us about how to improve our daily relationships with everyone in our life. So today's going to be a really powerful show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you never know, it just might answer some questions that you have about some problems that you have with people in your life. So, Doc, first I wanted to just pop this off with a question. All right? You've had many years experiencing and studying firsthand relationships, mm-hmm. people, the way that they respond to each other.
Right.
In your life experience, in your studies as a psychologist and your practice, what would you say that you found to be the most successful tips for keeping a healthy relationship?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Davey, but I'm happy to try to help everybody out with that. First of all, I think it starts. Let's just, before we go to some of the ways that we can make healthy relationships.
Right.
I think it has to start with ourselves.
Yes.
You know? So we have to some way figure out how to build our own self-like. You know, dare I say our own self-love? That's really difficult sometimes for people to say, I love myself. But first of all, we have to really try to understand and care for ourselves and understand ourselves.
Yes.
And work on our self-esteem. What makes us feel good about ourselves?
Yes.
And what old stuff are we hanging on to? What old messages are we hanging on to?
Yeah.
Our perceptions.
Definitely.
You know, based on old problems or, you know, negative environments we grew up with as kids or being bullied. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm not attractive enough.
Right.
I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough.
Right.
So we have to really deal with our own unresolved problems first.
Yes.
And I think
sort
of feel what messages we were given. And the reason why I say that is because if we're not okay about who we are as people, and we have a lot of internal negative messages, we're going to always be defensive in relationships.
Right.
So no matter what those relationships are, if they're romantic or family-oriented, friends, we're always going to hold on to negative beliefs about ourselves, which are probably not true.
Right.
And take things very sensitively that people say to us that may not be even meant that way.
Right, right.
But if we have our own issues that are not resolved, if we have our own self-beliefs that we're not good enough or we're not lovable or we're not smart enough or strong enough or we failed, that's
whatever.
Another big one.
Ah, yes.
I failed in life.
Yes.
I failed at this. See, here's the thing, is that we have to work on that. So I think it's really important to, and I don't mean to, you know, monopolize this, but just to think about, you know, babies, all right?
Yes.
Babies don't have all that garbage yet.
No.
Because babies,
they're pure.
are just pure.
Yeah.
You know, they're closer to the source. They don't have negativity. And they haven't been usually raised yet, even if the environment is negative.
Right.
They're pure. But when children are like 8, 9 months old, 10 months old, whatever, they start trying to walk.
Mm.
Okay. When babies fall, they get up.
They get up.
And they walk again.
Right.
They'll fall, and they'll cry for a few minutes, and then they'll snap out of it and walk again. So babies aren't thinking to themselves, I'm a failure.
Yes, you're so right.
Babies aren't thinking, I'm not strong enough.
Yes.
I'm bad because I can't achieve this because I failed at something.
Right.
Babies just get up and keep walking.
Right.
Now, if we, until they can walk.
Right.
And then they move on to the next thing until they can run.
Right.
You know. So if we can
beautiful
maintain
analogy.
This belief
That's a,
system.
It's a beautiful analogy, Doc.
Like, I'm going to have bad experiences in my life. I'm going to get knocked down.
I'm going to fall when I try to walk for the first time, and it might even take me 100 times before I can walk, but eventually I will be able to run.
And my point is that we've all had bad, negative messages.
Right.
So we incorporate those stories. So we lost several games, or we lost something for our team at school, or we failed a lot of tests even though we tried to study.
Or even something deeper. Where we lost a relationship with someone, or someone passed on and we didn't fully, close the book on what we wanted to say to them. So there's this like eternal, it's like the book can never be closed because how could I ever talk to them? But really, it's all within you, just know that they're, so go on. That's a whole other
thing. You nailed it. And we just keep beating up on ourselves for things. And these old messages just keep reinforcing themselves of not being good enough, not being smart enough, not being lovable enough. Not.
Right.
So when we move into our relationships, we're carrying a lot of this negativity about ourselves.
Yes.
So then we don't really learn how to sort of love and behave.
Right.
If we don't care for ourselves and allow ourselves mistakes, we're not going to allow others' mistakes.
So true.
We're not going to learn how to be patient because we're not patient with ourselves. So it all starts within. Yeah. So how do we do that is start reading some great books on self-esteem, on building self-esteem, use affirmations.
Right. Think about all the good things you are
as a person and accomplished.
Gratitude
is huge.
Huge.
Think about,
huge.
Yes. And I know you do. You've mentioned so many times, Davey, that you do gratitude.
Well, the experience that I've had with that is, everyone has had experiences that are contrasting, experiences that make them question themselves, that put them down, that make them question their own self-worth, their own self-power, empowerment. It's the battle between ego and alignment with source, right? I've definitely had experiences in my life, especially as I started to get a little bit older, that made me question a lot about my life, and I at one point felt victimized. I was like, why me? I started playing that game, the why me game. And the more I said why me, the more the universe gave me reasons to say why me. The more I said I don't deserve this. I'm a good person. Oh, my intentions are only good. But I kept focusing on this negativity and I kept letting it overtake me on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. I started attracting more things, more problems, more issues, more this, right? Because I'm putting the energy out there and I'm acting like the victim. It was a series of weeks that all of a sudden I just had this slap in the face. I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, excuse my French, but what the F are you doing? Snap out of it. This is not, you are not a victim to anything but your own thoughts and the way that the energy in your mind and your body has responded to your thoughts. Snap out of it. Start counting your blessings. Start doing things that stimulate serotonin, that stimulate a happy, healthy, and wealthy lifestyle. And even if it takes me 10 years to get there, at least I know I'm on my way and I'm taking efficient and productive and constant action towards becoming a happier person.
Right.
And if I'm a happier person, I'm a healthier person. If I'm a healthier person, I'm a wealthier person because I'm able to do more things and make more money. If I'm a wealthier person, it's just you're able to provide. And I love providing for people. I love being a philanthropist. And then I'm fulfilled. Then I'm happy. Then I'm living the life I want to live. Right. And I don't mean to tangent and like you said, overtake. No, you're right. But it's just, I'm passionate about this because, you know, I can only speak from my own self-experience. And right. And this is the thing that I forgot, and this is the thing that a lot of people tend to forget. And I feel blessed that I went through this experience so I could learn what I learned from this. But the thing that we tend to forget is every single person on this planet has their shit.
Yeah.
There's not one person, even babies, they grow up right into a home, and then they start growing, just like you said. There's not one person, even people that live in tribes in Africa, you know, they all have, you know, they all have to put food on the table. There's all, you know, there's all stress. There's always a there's always an issue. There's always illness. There's always, you know, poverty. There's always not enough. There's always lack. Or there's always an opportunity for abundance. Or there's always more health. Or there's always an opportunity. It's all depending on where you choose to vibrate, where you choose to experience. And just know that everything you do to yourself, you're doing to everyone else around you. Everyone is a reflection of your consciousness. Everything you do to yourself, you're doing to everyone else around you. And everyone, anything that you do to anyone else around you, you're only doing to yourself. Right? So
that's an interesting point. It really is. Because bringing it back to relationships, and you asked me, you know, what are some of the healthy aspects of you know, good relationships and stuff.
Right.
So if you sort of haven't resolved a lot of your own stuff, and those were some great ideas, to be grateful for some of the negative experiences you went through. And
bless
how did
the
you
contrast.
Learn from them?
Bless
how
the
did
contrast.
You learn to move on and bless them and forgive yourself and all that? So my point, I guess, is if you're feeling pretty healthy within yourself and you can move on in your life, and we're never perfect, we're never always healthy, we're never always, I mean, in terms of, you know, some of our mental issues. We always have questions, and we always come into things, which is what life's about.
Expanding.
But if you're fairly healthy and have come to terms with a lot of your own negative perceptions of yourself,
right,
then you'll attract healthy people into your life.
Yes.
For, let's say, romantic relationships.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we can't really, from my perspective, sometimes we can't really choose our parents. I mean, you know, you coming from the law of attraction and your spiritual beliefs, sometimes you have said to me that you think we do kind of choose.
I think we do choose. We
there
are.
We go.
Well, mm-hmm. We have to be, according to the laws of physics, we have to be a vibrational match to those that we surround ourselves with. So I would figure, according to physics, that, you know, if there, you know, while you, before you incarnate in the physical third dimensional, which is changing into fourth dimensional platform, holographic consciousness, whatever, you incarnate into this matrix beforehand. There is a law, there's a contract that says, you know, like you have to be a vibrational match to the people you incarnate with. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're warping the laws of physics. You're warping the laws of attraction because no matter what dimension you're on, you know, and this is just according to the laws of physics, vibration attracts like vibration. Doesn't matter where in the universe, you know, we find this in science proves this. So, I mean, we find this in magnets. You know, you stick a magnet to your fridge, that's the same exact reason why you have the parents that you have.
So getting back to the relationship thing is, so what you're saying is we attract relationships to us that are very similar to where we're at in our vibration, right?
Yes. And I'm sorry to tangent one last piece, and I really want to pass the mic to you, Doc, because you have a bunch of wisdom.
No. I was just putting the pieces together to so we could.
Yes.
You know,
no. Yes.
And that makes a lot of sense because that's what I see in my practice a lot is. People who aren't, like I said earlier, you know, sort of resolve with a lot of their own self issues, attract people who have problems themselves or who are, you know, going to caregive them
right
into getting better. Some people say, oh, well, I'll fix that person. Well, I'll fix that person.
Right.
Well, you got to fix yourself first.
Got to fix yourself
and
first.
Our job is not ever to fix someone.
Right.
Usually because it's sort of putting us in control and we're not looking at our own stuff to deal with.
And that loops right.
Other people.
Sorry, please go on.
No, that was it.
No, yeah, and that loops right back around to, you know, if you're trying to fix someone else, fix yourself first, and then the reflection of them that you experience will be fixed, you know? So
right,
it
right.
goes for the fixie and right. the fixer. It's a two-way street. And one thing that I just wanted to touch on in regarding to, you know, attracting the people in our lives, I also believe that, you know, we have incarnated here with great intention. Before we had these physical bodies, we said, I'm going to come here in this physical platform with a great intention in mind. And we know what those intentions are because we have excitements. We have things that bring us joy. We have things that if you will, put butterflies in our stomach, right? This is our internal compass saying do this or don't do this. When it doesn't feel good, it's not in alignment with the inspiration behind why you reincarnated here at this time. If it does feel good, it is in alignment with why you incarnated here at this time. So what I think is we have essentially attracted the people in our lives that we've attracted because they are the perfect vibrational equivalents for all the lessons that we came here and wanted to learn in the physical realm. So like, you know, they are the reflection of us, which allows us to feel, to learn those lessons that we asked to learn. We asked the universe, which is ourselves. It's just this loop, this infinite expansion of just reflection, right. reflection, reflection, expansion, expansion, expansion. So before I incarnated here as, you know, Davey or David or whatever, who anyone wants to call me and label me as, I had an intention in mind. And the people that I've incarnated or the people that I've manifested up to this point in my life have given me certain opportunities that are perfect vibrational equivalents to my consciousness to allow me the lessons that I need to learn. You know, I asked to learn these lessons. So these people, you know, have come into my life to give me the opportunity, which at the end of the day comes down to how do you treat these people? This whole show is about relationships. So we've incarnated, we've attracted these people. Everyone has a powerful purpose in our lives. So at the end of the day, what's the purpose? How do we treat these people? Is it them or is it me? So the lesson is for me. So if I can be nice and love and give to them, then I'm only being nice and loving, compassionate, and giving to myself. It's all you.
Yes. And through others and on a less ego-based system as well, through others we can learn compassion. We can learn wonderful, exciting feelings of love.
Yes.
Through our own self-reflection of what we're giving, you know, if it's all the good things that we need to do, then we will usually receive those things. Because like you said, it's like-minded people. So we need to kind of understand why we attract certain people and why we choose them, the lessons we need to learn, and move through them.
Yes.
And then what we need to do is keep improving ourselves and our self, you know, understanding and of self-esteem so we can find the relationships, whether they're romantic again, or continue making our relationships with our unhealthy family better.
Sure.
What we use to protect ourselves, or, you know, how to better manage our friendships.
Yes.
If we get easily hurt, things like that. So,
yes. And relationships, you know, like I said, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, how to feel for one another and understand that, you know, regardless of any hard times or a bad day at work or whatever it might be, you know, being, just showing love is the most important thing. Being there and not being judgmental, not putting each other down, you know, because we see a flaw in someone else, because you're only pointing out the flaws in yourself, you know?
Right. We project our own self insecurities onto other people.
Of course. And if you have
we are thinking good about ourselves, taking care of our own egos and learning lessons, then we're not going to think the worst of others.
Exactly. And if you have a suggestion for someone, you only want to improve their life, you know, do remember that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. Number one. Number two, everyone is on their path, and there's an infinite number of roads leading to the same destination. So not if one way worked for one person, it doesn't mean that that's the only way to the conclusion, right? And number three, if you are trying to get a message across to someone, just know that the only way that it is going to be successfully gotten across is through compassion.
Right.
It's not through judgment. It's not through pointing out how terrible a person is or how many things they've done wrong. It's through saying, you know, I empathize and I could only imagine, you know, let's work together. And I think that you should be doing this better. You know, I think, and I mean, look at how many relationships, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, how many relationships revolves around someone wanting the other person to do or act another way. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is, you know, and how that's projected. You know, you see in a lot of music videos, you know, women being disrespected and, you know, that's a projection. That's like a man wanting a woman, having an expectation of a woman, and the woman not necessarily wanting to fulfill that expectation. It's like there's so many wires that are crossed here. Let's just like be compassionate and like have the best out for each other. Empathize, know that everyone has their problems, you know, and it's all relative, just like Einstein says. It's all relative. Like, you know, living in Los Angeles, you know, the problems for people in Los Angeles are just as heart-wrenching as, you know, the problems for the people in, you know, other parts of the world, third-party parts of the world that don't have food, you know, like a relationship problem or like, you know, oh, I got in a car accident, so I'm dealing with a lawsuit or whatever it might be. That is just as heart-wrenching and hurts just as deeply as, you know, someone in a third world country not having food, you know, because it's like it's all relative. It's not like it's, you know, one is not worse than the other. We're all here experiencing our own levels of pain, our own depths of, you know what I'm saying? So
we all have issues that we have to cope with, and we'll never get out of learning and having troubles and problems. But
right, of course.
You know, I think my point was that we, through negative experiences, learn, and also, you know, we kind of learn about ourselves and how to just do the best and try to be the best people we can within ourselves and appreciate who we are so we can be that way for others.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and some of those characteristics that we learn are, you know, what is the best way to treat myself?
Yes.
And therefore, what is the best way to treat other people?
Yes.
I mean, in other words, how can I be a better person for other people?
Yes.
After you've sort of discovered some of the issues that you have within yourself.
Yes.
And say, how can I stop beating up on myself, and therefore that makes me criticize other people?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? What you're thinking about yourself, you project onto other people.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that's, you know, just sort of a quick and dirty of how we have to work on ourselves and then, you know, how that reflects in the future onto our relationships with everyone.
Yes. Yes.
But I think communication is, like, one of the most important things that we have to work on when we're with our family, a partner,
Yes.
Who we love, who we care for, our friends. Because, again, we're all coming from issues within ourselves.
Right.
So we have, you know, I always have great tools that I give to people when they're trying to communicate.
Right.
So for your audience or you, Davey, if you'd like, I can share some of those.
Oh, please. Actually,
I think we need to develop
to
help the relationships.
I was just going to ask if you wouldn't mind. Oh. That would be wonderful.
Cool.
So listeners, quick, I just want to say, get a pen and paper out. If you truly want some tips from Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
On how to be a healthy person in a healthy relationship and how to, you know, certain things that you can do, you know, in just fostering healthy relationships in your life. Pen and paper right now. Bust it out. Doc, mic is yours. Check it out. Let's
Very
hear it.
Cool. So I think it starts, like I said, with communication.
Number one, bam, communication. Write it down.
What we have to learn to do is when we're talking with others, what I see in a lot of people, a lot of problems occur when, because I do a lot of couple therapy, when one of the partners is not listening and it's thinking about what they're going to say next.
Yo, that is so on point. Please go on.
But they think that they're listening a lot of times. But like I said, they're really thinking about what they're going to say next.
Right.
When the other person stops talking. So
that's pure defense mode.
Truly effective communication, which leads to better relationships, goes both ways.
Yes.
So I think it's really important, while it might be difficult, to try really listening to what our partners or our friends or our family members are saying.
Yes.
Don't interrupt.
I'm definitely guilty of that, I have to
okay.
say.
Okay.
And another really important point is
don't get defensive.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
Hear what they have to say.
Yes.
And there's another tool that I suggest that people do when they're listening to what someone says is called reflection.
Mm.
And that allows the other person to know that they have been heard.
Mm, yes.
And that makes you kind of understand them better, too. So, example of reflection.
Yes, please.
Someone says to me, you know, you really make me angry when you don't pick up your clothes off the floor. Or,
okay.
You know,
sure.
I'm just making
sure.
up a couple things here.
Sure.
I make. You're a slob and you never think that I'm going to be having to pick up after you all the time.
Sure.
So, and you're so stupid, you never listen to me and it's all your fault. And you're sitting there and you have to listen.
Right.
Okay. So what you're saying to me is that you think I'm a slob? Or what are you saying to me, that you're hurting because you don't think I think about you because
So that's reflection.
Because I don't pick up the clothes and that means I'm not caring about you. So what you have to do is ask questions and reflect.
Right.
Is this what you're saying to me? And then that person can say, no, I don't think you're a slob. I didn't want to say that, but I just think that you kind of don't think of me when you don't do this.
Then there's communication.
Listening and reflecting.
Right.
Okay?
Wow. It's like a math problem. It really is. It is an equation. It's like a mathematical equation. You have communication, but communication encompasses a couple things.
Right.
You know, you need to not be defensive, because being defensive only calls for what you just said. When someone's defensive, you don't even want to hear what the other person has to say. So while the other person's talking, expressing how they feel, you're only thinking about what you're going to say next, which number one, that's not communication. That's just banter. You're like, might as well talk to a wall, you know, like this is good lessons, because I always love learning how to communicate better, and I always love learning how to incorporate new tools into my relationships to really have the best possible relationships I could ever have with the people in my life. So let's
I can focus on
letting, you know, letting the defense mode down. If I truly believe like this person is accusing me of something that I shouldn't be accused for, or hey, or even, you know, putting me down for something that is a sensitive subject and really hurts already. So it's just like, you're already like pushing, like putting your finger in a bullet hole, you know, just say, just let it go. It's okay. It'll hurt for the second, but just not let it go. And then reflect. So then reflect. So then say, okay, so what you're saying is, you know, this makes you, me doing this action makes you feel a certain way. Okay, so then that person, so then that allows for an open cord of communication. So then now you've basically opened the cord, or the other person, if you're being stubborn, has opened the cord and said, listen, let's really get down to the bottom of what's making us angry. And then is there a solution? Is there a way that we can communicate or talk about this without getting angry? And if there's not, then we should refrain from talking about this subject.
Exactly, exactly. And I should probably mention this too. It's like listening carefully is huge instead of interrupting.
Yes.
And
I definitely,
the other thing is though, when we want to start a dialogue, okay, so when you reflect back to someone, when you're telling someone what you feel about them. Okay, let's just say the person is complaining about the clothes being on the floor all the time. I'm always having to pick up after you. Or
okay.
So
that's just the variable. That's just the example for
someone
listeners.
Someone who's talking to someone about their complaints, to begin this with, I feel hurt when you leave the clothes around. Or it makes me sad when you continuously don't hear me that I need help with clothes on the floor.
Right.
Instead of saying, you're such an asshole, you are such a lazy person, or you're so mean, or you're so stupid.
Right.
Don't go with you statements, go with I statements.
Sure.
I feel sad when you do this, or I feel hurt when you do this, or I think that you're trying to hurt me, because when we start and we're in an argument, or we want to tell someone how we feel about them, and we're complaining. If you say you, that's it. I mean, you're accusing someone of something already.
Sure.
You've already put them in that box.
Totally.
And then the fight's on, because we naturally want to defend ourselves.
Right.
We naturally want to defend ourselves.
It's human instinct.
Try with I statements, I messages.
Right.
Instead of you really messed up, say, I kind of feel like I'm so frustrated when I'm always having to pick up clothes off the floor. Like, you don't care about my feelings. Okay.
Right, right. So,
the I statements are really important, not the you statements.
Tell them how it makes you feel, as opposed to ridiculing them and like telling them how bad they are for it. Right.
And you can say, I'm really upset with you.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm really angry with you because I feel this way when you do this.
Right, right, right. Communication is key. That's really cool, Don.
You know those I statements. So,
Thank you.
So listening to someone when they're telling you, I feel, or I'm hurt, or I'm angry.
Right.
Everyone has their own right to their own feelings.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so when you're also in a communicative situation, you're really trying to work with it, just stay focused on the current event when you're talking with someone. One of the most common problems that I see with couples is that many times the women do this, and I hate to say that because I don't mean to be sexist, because
we
do have really good memories a lot of times.
Yeah.
We attach a lot more feeling to memories.
That's true.
Is that what'll happen is when people argue, they go back to the past and bring in all of the bad things someone did from the past.
Right.
So, for instance, I'll have a couple that'll say, I saw you flirting with that friend of ours in our group, and it hurts me because I feel that you're attracted to her.
Right.
And instead of staying on point, you know, when we all went out, you were laughing and you were talking to her. So a woman is accusing her man of flirting or whatever.
Right, right.
And I feel hurt because I saw you paying a lot of attention. Are you interested? Okay. Instead of staying on point, what a lot of people do is they don't stay at the current issue.
Right.
They'll go on to something like, and I remember, like, 2 years ago when I went onto your Facebook and I saw your Instagram and you were talking with that girl that was that hot blonde. And remember how you did that? Well, now, and, you know, they'll go back to all these old things that they thought they did that had something to do with, you know. And I know that in college you used to be that flirty guy who was dating everybody, and they'll go everywhere in the past instead of currently. I was kind of hurt when you seemed like you were flirting with that girl in our group.
Right. It's
stay,
so true.
Stay on point to the current issue. Don't include all the old crap, pardon my French, from the old past.
Right.
You know, there you go again. You're being a flirtatious jerk.
Right.
No. Why are you doing this now? It's kind of hurting me. Were you interested in her? You know.
That's
so guys,
beautiful.
If you're really smart, you'll say no, by the way.
Open. Yeah, if you're smart, you'll say yeah, exactly. Hey, unless you really want to get a message across and you're trying to, you know, change the dynamic of the relationship, you know. But other, you know, I can't thank you enough for being so on point. And I think, you know, if I might say, you are, hands down, one of the wisest, if not the wisest person I know in my life. You're so on point when it comes to understanding the human psychology and how to successfully and happily communicate. See, you've studied this for you know, you've dedicated your life to this. You've studied this for years.
I enjoy it, we gotta do it we love, right?
And that's why you're so good at it,
you know. Wow, thanks.
And I just think that if we were to apply some of these concepts that we talk about,
right,
you know
one of the other things too is so important is really trying to have empathy for other people.
Yeah, you said it.
Because I think, you know, especially in relationships, we can get real defensive if someone sort of comes at us.
Sure.
But it's really important for us to try to see their point of view.
Definitely. Definitely.
One of the most troublesome personalities who I deal with in, you know, therapy.
Yes.
When I'm seeing a couple or an individual.
Yes.
A person that has more narcissistic features will always have problems with relationships.
Mm.
And the reason is that person usually doesn't have empathy.
Right.
And they don't have the ability to look outside themselves and say, wow, well, other people do hurt and other people do have insecurities. Mm. And maybe I kind of went off track and shouldn't have said that because this other person is suffering from other stuff too. And they've had their early upbringing problems and they, you know, whatever. So it's so important to try to see someone else's other point of view when you're in a relationship. You may think it's total BS. You may, you know, because of what your life experience is, you may disregard someone and say, well, you're wrong.
Right.
No. Try to see that other people have their own experiences and their own point of view based on their life.
Yes.
And if you can really try and see the other side, then you can better explain yours.
So
and if you don't get where they're coming from, you can ask more questions.
So true.
So, you know, I think a lot of us want to be heard and understood. So if you can try to have empathy and see other people's points of views, that will eliminate so many problems in your relationships.
It will.
Whether it's with family or, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your wife, husband.
It will.
Partners of any kind, you know, be an empathetic person and respond with empathy. If someone's hurting, and even it's hard when someone's really angry with us, it's really easy to jump to defensiveness.
Of course.
But if we just look at them and let them talk and say, wow, I see that you're really angry.
Right.
And what are you so hurt about?
Right. Right. And then learn not to take it personal.
Right.
And then
another part of, you know, having empathy is also the ability, which a lot of narcissists cannot do, is owning what is yours. Take your personal responsibility.
Yes.
For jumping out negatively, for being hurtful, for being defensive, for saying the wrong thing.
It's not anyone else's fault for the way that you react. You know, you, at the end of the day, you give your power to to circumstances and people around you, and how much power you give is depicted upon how you act and where you place your thoughts.
Right.
If you,
if
you put it outside, if you are, you know, let's say from the mind of the narcissist, you aren't taking full responsibility for, you know, your actions, or necessarily, you know, you're saying, well, the only reason why I'm like this is because this person did this to me. Well, you're just releasing all your power. Instead of saying, you know what, I have the power to control my own state of consciousness, and I allowed this person into my field. I allowed them to manipulate. I essentially allowed them, or I manipulated myself by allowing them to, you know, make me feel down. And I've confused me releasing my power with, you know, an exterior circumstance which makes me feel a certain way. And that's the, I feel like that's the number one issue with our society, is people don't know how much power they truly have. People don't give themselves enough credit and enough power. You know, if we were to take responsibility for our actions and the things that happen in our life, and, you know, if we were to take responsibility for attracting, you know, the things that we experience, the circumstances and the things that we experience, we would essentially be able to use those as lessons and then pivot that power in a direction that serves ourselves, everyone around us, and mankind.
Exactly. And we all need to realize that personal responsibility is a strength.
It's
not a weakness.
Oh, such a strength. It's the greatest strength. It's the only strength.
Yes. In creating the effective, you know, communication styles to make healthier relationships, we have to admit when we're wrong.
Of course.
And, of course, we always share some responsibility in a conflict. It's always that way. But we have to look for and admit to what is ours.
Right?
It inspires other people to respond, to be kinder when you say, you know what, I am so sorry I messed up.
It is. It is inspiring.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt. I'm just coming out of a place of vulnerability or anger, or I just so sorry. You know, and I screwed up. And that's it, and move on.
Right.
And by the way, let go of it when that other person takes responsibility. Let go.
Bashar.
They're owning it.
The channeler Bashar has a beautiful he has a beautiful saying for that. He goes, don't be a belief thief. He said when you take someone else's beliefs, let it be your parents or a sibling or a friend or someone from work, your boss, whatever, people project their own beliefs onto you, and you very well could unknowingly, and usually do, take on these beliefs without even knowing that you've taken on these beliefs. Someone has projected their own stuff onto you that they got from someone, that they got from someone, that they got from someone, and then all of a sudden you're holding on to it and projecting it on other people, and you don't even know how, you don't even realize how you held on to this belief in the first place, and you've never questioned it because it's always just been there and it's just worked for you. Instead of saying, well, let's take a different approach and, step outside the box and see what else works. Question what people don't normally question. Question the things that, you know, if it's holding you back or whatever. So it's, you know what I'm saying. So that's another aspect.
Exactly. No, it's so true. I agree, David.
Well,
that's really true.
Well, you're just awesome, Doc. I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show. It's you inspire me. Talk about a healthy relationship. You and I have a tremendously healthy relationship, and you inspire me to be the greatest person that I can possibly be, because you are living proof of, you know, healthy thoughts, healthy life, healthy mind, helping people, help yourself, and you really help humanity, Doc. So thank you for all that you
do. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Davey. That means a lot. I so appreciate that.
Oh, it's so true, and I truly mean it, you know, from the absolute bottom of my heart. You know, all the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, and light, love, light, abundance, happiness, well-being. Oh, goodness, I'm just saying it all because I say it too much. But really, really, I mean it. And it's just a cluster of energy. So all the unconditional love, light, happiness, well-being, and abundance from our hearts to yours, Doc. Thank you. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11, Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. You're awesome. Thank you,
Doc.
Love you so much. Make sure Bye. Talk to you soon. Make sure to check us out at Good Vibe Station. Bye. Follow us on Twitter. And, of course, make sure to check out our September 25th event, Universal Consciousness, 1111 at the Topanga Community House. More information on universalconsciousness1111.com. Love you guys, and we'll see you next Sunday. Peace!